Nobody can complain that we have had a dull year, and on this first day of January, we are more or less forced to make a choice between optimism and pessimism about the year to come. Let's face it, no matter how much we worry and complain, we are lucky to live here and now. If we consider the history of the human race as one big party, we arrived at just the right moment. The party is in full swing, all inhibitions have been cast aside, and the drinks have not yet run out. We older folks may even miss the worst of the hangover. The great achievement of the modern age has been to forget about the hangover by forgetting about the future. The word posterity has practically vanished from the language. There's no profit to be made out of posterity, and no votes there either. The future is wide open. We can believe what we like about it. Of course, if you are a glass-half-empty sort of person, you will always assume the worst. That it will rain, that the cat will sleep on your clean shirt, that your New Year resolutions will be an utter failure, and that there will never, ever be term limits on Congress. But with a little creative thinking, we can discover reasons for optimism about practically everything. Our philosophical guide is the character Pangloss in Voltaire's 1759 novel called Candide or Optimism. Pangloss held to the theory that everything is for the best in the best of all possible worlds. No matter how many dreadful things happened to him, and many did, Pangloss always found an optimistic way to explain them. Even when he was hanged, he looked on the bright side. The secret of optimism is to look beyond the petty personal things like death and taxes and take the long view, the longer the better. Consider some of the big things you might be worrying about. Global warming, economic collapse, political dictatorship, and computers taking over from human beings. Global warming will resolve one of the great cultural and geographical conflicts of our time. The good people of the American heartland have always suspected that the East and West Coasts are little better than Sodom and Gomorrah, infested with atheists and liberals. Global warming will fix this. As the waters rise, we coastal people will have to leave the cities, move inland, stop believing in evolution and public broadcasting, and become proper Americans. We will all share one culture at last, and only one political party will be necessary, so dictatorship will be the natural system of government. As an added bonus, we won't have to move to Florida for retirement. Florida will be underwater. The collapse of the economy under the burden of deficits will allow us to rediscover the virtues of poverty. There will be no more wild credit-driven excesses of consumerism. We will learn to live simple, almost monastic lives out there in the heartland with fewer possessions. So don't worry, be happy in the new year. Everything will be fine if we just wait a while. Oh yes, I forgot about computers taking over from human beings. I'm afraid it's already too late to worry about that. Happy New Year. This is David Bouchier.